For a guy who's expecting 500 guests on Friday afternoon, pot activist Ben Livingston seems pretty relaxed as he surveys the dead space between the monorail station and the EMP. He calls it a blank canvas that will transform into a pot party in a tent.
We are at Seattle Center, standing in the old Fun Forest, which is now essentially an empty lot. The Fun Forest has been clear-cut.
Livingston says it wasn't a shoo-in to get the city excited about a free, private anniversary celebration to which the public, age 21 and older, is invited. But he says Seattle Center was his first choice because of what happened when I-502 passed last year.
Potheads gathered under the Space Needle and celebrated by smoking weed openly. And I thought, I'm not sure that's the best image to say, okay, well, we've now legalized pot, let's go have a giant public smokeout and as the way to celebrate. And so what I perceived as a harm, I offered to reduce that harm by essentially just putting up privacy fencing around it.
So you might be wondering, will a chain link fence prevent a contact high for passersby? Livingston thinks so. The privacy fence is comprised of double layers. The contract actually calls for a moat between two fences, and a total of 20 feet will buffer the tented smokers from the public. The speaker lineup includes Seattle City Council members, columnist Dan Savage, and possibly the Seattle Police Department. For his part, Livingston's only worry seems to be if a crowd of tokers forms outside the tent. He does have a plan, though, and it might keep Seattle Center officials happy.
So I'm going to try to create some materials that encourage people to go check out other parts of the Seattle Center. There's ice skating, there's food, there's all kinds of interesting things to do and see here. So I'm trying to encourage people to kind of flow through and use it as a launch pad, so to speak, for their entertaining evening.
Livingston says that could make for a mellow evening of mingling. Oh, one other reminder. Since there are no retail cannabis sales until spring, it's BYOB. That's bring your own bud. Monica Spain, KPLU News.